when she heared how he died in a sad and woeful state, bitterly aloud she cried, and in sorrow did relate, was a cruel to my jewel that in love did me adore. Well, she cried and replied, I shall never see thee more. Oh, that I had ne'er denied what he did propose to me, but had willingly complied with his civil courtesy. Love unfaded never stained, but as constant as the day. Death possess me, heaven bless me, I have cast thy life away. He most courteously did woo me, it is I that am to blame. He did proffer to endue me with a plenty to maintain me in splendor. This doth render all my actions now to be to refuse him and abusing by usurping tyranny. Oftentime he hath entreated that he might salute my hand. Yea, and many times repeated, he would be at my command. So entire his desire was to love without deceit. When he smiled, I reviled, and did scornfully retreat. Now too late I do repent it, I have cast his life away. Had I but in love consented, he had never seen the day. When we parted broken-hearted, he with sorrow was oppressed, and bewailed as he sailed over Neptune's curled breast. I in sorrow am surrounded, that I know not where to go. My poor heart with grief is wounded, I am in a sea of woe. No remission my condition is, to languish to my grave. To appease me, death come seize me, this is that I fain would have. Cupid now doth overrule me with his sharp severity. He doth so chastise and school me that I wish I now was free. For his power he'll devour all the comfort of my life, never ceasing but increasing. Death must surely end the strife. Love, the thought of thee is killing. I am haunted now with fears. Heart and life with grief is failing, and a thousand melting tears now is flowing. Life is going hence into eternity. Then she cried and replied, love, I'll die and come to thee. Then her reason quite forsook her, falling into deep despair. In her hand a knife she took her, which did soon her life impair. She lay bleeding so exceeding, bidding now the world adieu. Death that hour came in power, and in full commission too. You that hear this mournful ditty of true lover's tragedy, let your heart be moved to pity, learn to love with loyalty. Then you flourish when you nourish he that doth you highly prize. Ne'er conceal it, but reveal.